This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Gillespie looking to throw it in. Gets it up top to Queen. Dribbling left. Big step down the lane. Runner for the win. Baked it in! He baked it in! He baked it in! And Maryland has won! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Westwood One NCAA Radio Network with the call. Finally, Pro, we get a buzzer beater in this tournament. And we had actually kind of back-to-back buzzer beater shots, one to beat the shot clock, the other one to beat the game clock. Colorado State, oh so close to being this year's Cinderella, but it's Maryland that moves on, and Derek Queen is certainly someone you're going to be watching in the NBA next year.
I mean, obviously, throughout the record books when these two programs get together, the long, dark history of Colorado State, Maryland. I'll take it. You know what? I thought, actually, there have been other exciting games. To say there have been no other buzzer beaters is true, but I thought that Arkansas St. John's was exciting. I thought UConn Florida was crazy. That could have been a buzzer beater just as easily as it wasn't. So there have been a lot of good games. The problem is the lack of Cinderellas. It's killing my bracket. I thought I was going to be clever this year, advance some 12 seeds. Mistake.
Yeah, big mistake. All 4-1 seeds still alive. It's just been a little bit more of a chalky tournament. And I'm not going to say, oh, this is college basketball today, and because NIL and the transfer portal, we're never going to get another Cinderella. I'm not going to say that. This just happens to be this year. And to be fair, most of the experts did predict that it was going to be a chalky bracket. I just don't think that we can say, oh, we're kissing Cinderella's goodbye. And weirdly for this tournament, the unlikely Cinderella is now John Calipari in the Arkansas Razorbacks, which is weird to say about a guy who's won a national title and been to 6 Final Fours, that he's somehow the darling of the tournament. But they're the 10th seed, even though they're out of the SEC, which has 7 teams out of the Sweet 16 who are left, which is a record. But still, I think that if the slipper's going to fit, it's John Calipari's foot that gets the closest to it.
I sort of reject this because they beat a St. John's team who's actually much more of a Cinderella in a sense. Like St. John's, when's the last time St. John's has won a tournament game before this year? They're out of nowhere. They faced, you know, Texas Tech that no one was talking about. This whole bracket is filled with teams that are really out of nowhere. So it just feels wrong to me. It just feels wrong to call Arkansas and John Calipari a Cinderella, because tell me about their recruiting classes compared to others. I know there have been injuries, but it still doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, this is hardly Davidson or whatever.
No, I get that. It's not traditional, but in a bracket where you're looking and searching for Cinderellas, I mean, that's kind of it. Listen, I still have really high hopes for this tournament. I think it has been good so far. Yeah. It hasn't been an all-timer, but I think it has been good. A couple too many blowouts for my liking, but it has been good, and I think we're only going to get better from here on out because is all heavy hitters.
I mean, I think this tournament, if it really wants, if we're talking ratings or popularity, it needs one thing. It needs Duke in the final game.
Well, it's trending that way because they're blowing teams out.
Well, not exactly. I mean, because they're blowing teams out, but they played two games and one against Baylor, who nobody was talking about. So I just think that this is more dependent on Duke because we don't really have superstars in college basketball anymore, right? They're all gone in the NBA. So Duke is the one brand. They're the Caitlin Clark of this tournament to me because they have Cooper Flagg. I think if they don't advance, then I think interest will drop off. I'm being serious. I think if you have even Auburn, Houston, they've been top teams all season long. I don't think it gets the shine that Duke would.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, I'm going to disagree with you. I mean, Kentucky is still in this tournament. They're going to play Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but do you think the average casual fan knows anybody on Kentucky right now?
No, but if we're talking about brands, I mean, I know you're talking about Cooper Flagg, but ultimately Duke is a brand, right?
It's the only brand left in college basketball. There's no other brand. Kentucky's not in the same conversation.
I still think that Kentucky matters. I mean, the Big Blue Nation, I think, is right there. And I think you get a lot of intrigue. I know this is going to be odd to say it, but I think Michigan brings in a lot of people. I know it's obviously more of a football school
this
now.
This Michigan team?
I think people are into that. We're talking about brands here. We're talking about huge college sports and athletic brands. And I think that a lot of these teams fit the bill.
I don't at all.
I don't think this is a Duke or nothing. No way.
Really? You think that any of these teams are even in the same conversation with Duke as far as eyeballs and attention? I understand what you're saying, but definitely not Michigan. Maybe Kentucky because of the history. But I think it's a new Kentucky era. It feels like Kentucky is not the John Calipari Kentucky. So even them, I wouldn't put in this category. Yeah, I don't see it.
I mean, Michigan State, this is 30 years of Tom Izzo being relevant. I don't know. I'm into this. I'm into these matchups. I'll put it that way. Yes, it's a lot of heavy hitters. There's no St. Peter's. There's no Fairleigh Dickinson, all that stuff. But I do like this. I do.
If you had a Michigan State-Houston final game compared to Duke versus anybody, we're talking night and day. Well, 10 times the interest.
So here's the thing, though. Duke's got that very unique thing where you love them and love to hate them.
Yeah, they're the Yankees. They're Notre Dame football. Right. They're so singular in the sport these days. Not just this year. I think the last maybe 10 years, they've been the only real brand that matters. Because Kentucky's not the same.
What about North Carolina?
North Carolina is B, but even then, they don't really, I don't know, they don't move the needle like Duke to me.
That's interesting. Manny, can we put that up as a poll question? Is Duke the only brand that matters in college basketball?
Well, I'm sure that'll go over well.
Well,
but, yeah.
And the aggregators, yeah. That's Andrew Perloff who said that, not me. Had an issue with that this morning. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Is Duke the only college basketball brand that matters?
I guess I'm curious. I mean, obviously, do you think Kansas is in this conversation? They're a successful.
Well, they're out, though. They lost in the first round.
I'd like to
see.
To
be honest, they were kind of nothing this whole year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Have we really been talking about any of these teams other than Duke this year? You look at the way ESPN puts teams on primetime. Obviously, it's Duke, and more Duke.
Well, but that's one television network. I mean, I think that we're all savvy enough as college basketball fans that we know that these are the heavy hitters. You know, everyone knows about the history of Kentucky. Whether you like them or not, Purdue is a team we talk about this time of year. They were in the national championship game literally last season. You know, Houston has been knocking on the door. Bama's kind of a little bit more of a newcomer with Nate Oates, you know, kind of doing this revolution. But they were a Final Four team. I mean, This is high level stuff. Arizona, you're telling me they don't have history cachet?
I mean, I know people don't like when you talk about ratings, but say you had Arizona and a random team in the final game, I think that gets 8 million viewers. I think if you have Duke, you get 15 million viewers. I think that's what we're talking about. I think almost a double jump.
Wow. Again, 888-710-4ISN. If you want to call the show, while we have the actual bracket, which is very important, we've been talking about it all morning, almost equally as important, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. And lo and behold, here we are, Gotham City Region, Pearl. We go back to the beginning, and we are going to give you a brand new set of matchups that you can vote on at Maggie and Pearl on X. Okay, so the number one overall seed in this region and the number one overall seed in the tournament, in fact, is the Dark Knight.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic track? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone. And by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought it.
Sid, I want to hear proposition.
So, Andrew Kaplan picked these today. EJ's out today. That one just made like the hair on my neck stand up. Okay, The Dark Knight up against the 9 seed Toy Story 2.
Buzz, you could have defeated Zurg all along. You just need to believe in yourself.
Prepare to die.
I can't look.
I get it.
I finally defeated Zurg.
Okay, the 5-4 matchup in this Gotham City region of the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. The 5th seed is Kill Bill Volume 2.
Clark Kent is how Superman views us. And what are the characteristics of Clark Kent? He's weak. He's unsure of himself. He's a coward. Clark Kent is Superman's critique on the whole human race.
Wait, that's Superman 2?
No, this is Kill Bill Volume 2.
Oh, Clark Kent.
Welcome to the show.
I thought they were talking about Clark Kent.
Yeah, he was. That's Bill talking about that to Uma Thurman.
I don't remember that at all. I remember the sword fight.
The 5th seed in this region is going up against the 4th seed. It's a little 4-5 matchup, and that would be Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Wiped your clearance from the system?
I know you erased my password. Probably deleted my retinal scan. But if you want to stay ahead of me, Mr. Secretary, you need to keep both eyes open.
Okay, the 6th seed in this region, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, is Superman 2.
Excuse me, sir, I think you're sitting in my favorite seat.
Come and get it, guys.
Oh!
I'm terribly sorry about all the damage, sir. Well, I've been working out.
Okay, the 6th seed Superman 2 faces off against the 3 seed in this region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket. It's Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom.
But you're not eating.
I had bugs for lunch. Give me your hat. Why? Because I'm going to puke in it.
Oh. Yeah. Chilled a monkey brain.
Such a good movie. And finally, the 7th seed in this region, John Wick 2.
What's the number up to now, Earl?
$7 million. Damn! It's Christmas. We're going to Applebee's after this.
And John Wick 2 squares off against the 2nd seed in this Gotham City region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. It's Jurassic Park 2.
This is magnificent.
Oh, yeah. That's how it always starts. And then later there's running and screaming.
All right, there you go. We're into the next phase.
Anytime you get a Jeff Goldblum quote into the show is a good time. John Wick 2 is a dangerous, dangerous lower seed in this.
I know, a 7th seed, John Wick 2, the Maggie Perloff movie sequels bracket. I think it's going to, if I were to guess, I think Jurassic Park 2 is going to be toast. And a John Wick 2 versus either Superman 2 or Temple of Doom is really going to be something.
Who's Temple of Doom going up against here?
Superman 2.
Yeah. Temple of Doom, by the way, I don't agree. It's a great movie.
Really?
Definitely a big drop off from Raiders. Big drop off.
You know, it's funny. I have an unpopular take about the Indiana Jones franchise, which is I like Last Crusade the best. The one with Sean Connery.
When you say the best, you mean you're not counting. You like it better than Raiders of the Lost Ark, the original one where Harrison Ford's running from the giant ball?
No, I get that. But if I had like all of the whole box set in front of me and they're like, all right, you have the next 2.5 hours of your life free. Which Indiana Jones movie do you want to watch? I'm going with Last Crusade.
You're insane.
I think Ryan.
That's a good take.
Thank you.
I enjoy it.
You're crazy. You like it better than Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of the top 50 films of all time.
Sean Connery's golden.
He is really good.
Oh, Brian, why are you encouraging her on these sequels?
Because it's good. It's technically the sequel, if you want to go back, because Temple of Doom is a prequel. So the Last Crusade is technically a sequel, too.
Oh, interesting. Wait, is Temple of Doom a prequel?
It's a prequel to Raiders.
Did we mess that up?
That's not right.
It's the second movie that came out.
Yes.
So it's a sequel.
That's what we did.
Story-wise, it's
Temple of Doom is a prequel? Are you sure?
It's a prequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Hmm.
Lots of conviction out of my buddy Ryan over here.
Ryan's talking real authoritarian.
He's talking caps.
He's talking in caps.
All capital letters.
My father loves these. So it's like, I can't mess that up.
It's funny. Ryan's one of the only young people around here who kind of like has the taste of an older person. Like Manny, like found ABBA the other day. He's like, what is this magical
band? You ever heard of
band?
ABBA, Ryan?
Yes. Mamma Mia, the whole movie.
But also, Ryan's like heard of Led Zeppelin. He's wearing an Iron Maiden shirt, you know. But you're like 22. You have this younger or this older kind of I don't know.
He's an
pop
old
culture
soul.
Reference.
He's an old soul.
That's not a good thing to do. Have an old soul.
Yeah, no, it's not. You're a little weird.
Manny, meanwhile, doesn't know any history before 2000.
Yeah, because I'm hip and cool.
He's like Led Zeppelin. He's like, come again.
My God, Ryan Butcher is right about this. It takes place in 1935.
Uh-oh.
And the second movie was during World War II.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Amazing. Awesome.
Well, it's too late now.
It's just not a great movie. I'm sorry. I heard a great bit on sequels by Bill Burr this weekend on the Conan O'Brien podcast and how terrible all sequels are.
I wonder if he's listening to the show.
Apparently he does this at all. During the pandemic, he went around to Hollywood and pitched sequels of movies that didn't need sequels.
most of them?
So yeah, Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and had this whole long plot about what would happen. It was one of the funniest bits I ever heard. And it was not politically correct, but he had this thing about Schindler's Wrist, which was a sequel to Schindler's. But the way he did it was so funny. He's generally, by the way, I have a clip, I don't know if it's ready, of talking about how bad sequels are from Monday Night Football. Because, Maggie, your love of sequels is why this all started. You generally like sequels more than the original, and that makes you so against the grain.
Well, you know, it's just part of me. I guess it's what makes me tick. I can't be the only person, though, because what we have found after doing this movie sequel bracket, our like antenna is up to movie sequels. They're on TV all the time. They're on TV more than the regular. Like we were watching everyone collectively, not together. We were all watching St. John's in Arkansas. And after the game is over, what's the first thing that Manny, that you tweeted after Arkansas St. John's ended? You're like, hey, by the way, like Winter Soldier's on TBS now or something.
Did I tweet that? I don't even remember, but I'm pretty sure it was. I also saw, I don't remember what movie it was. But yeah, The Lost Ark one was on TBS or something like that.
Ark.
The Lost Ark one. But sure. But the thing is, haven't you noticed this? We've been talking about
it. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's only sequels on television. So it's not just me who likes them.
Well, no, or they'll show the original. These are popular franchises.
Or they're just trying to fill in some dead air.
No.
But you don't think so?
You know, it doesn't bother you. Let's take Raiders of the Lost Ark. That he has this great bit where basically a guy has a whip in the air and then he just pulls out a gun and shoot him. And they bring back that bit in every sequel just because it's an homage to the original.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you?
Take it up with Steven Spielberg, all right? You don't think he knows what he's doing?
No.
Get him on the show, EJ.
I think at a certain point, Spielberg is like, get me away from these sequels. They're the worst.
It's better than the Alien stuff in the fourth one.
Oh, we did Aliens. That's still alive.
Oh, no, Aliens. Yeah. The fourth, the Crystal Skull, there was aliens at the end of the movie going, I don't know.
Well, how about the last?
Oh, yeah, the Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull, one of the only movies I've ever walked out of in the theater. Couldn't take it anymore.
What was the one called that came out last year?
Dial of Destiny.
Oh, was that awful?
No shot.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
It wasn't. I mean, the thing is, you raised such a high bar with the original that that's what I'm comparing it to, the original. And I guess the third one, according to you guys, Sean Connery had all those one-liners.
Yeah, he did. The dog's name was Indiana.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, 888-710-4ISN.
I like Sean Connery in SNL.
What, I'll take the rapist for 500?
That's
like,
right,
that's
yes.
Therapists. 888-710-4476. Little Celebrity Jeopardy setup.
Anal bum covers for 500? That's an album cover, Sean.
That's and comedy.
I think we do a show just to make ourselves laugh. 888-710-4ISN. All right, Maggie and Perloff, Gotham City region of the movie sequels bracket is live. You can go vote on who's going to move on to the Elite Eight. So we've got that. We've got some football news for you. Don't move.
Okay, I was cleaning up my phone. Welcome back, Maggie Perloff Show. And I found this video I had taken off the TV of Al Michaels calling the Rams' sequel season to their championship amongst the all-time bad sequels. And they had Jaws of Revenge, with my, and they had Caddyshack 2. And you couldn't hear it, but Herbie said it almost ruined the entire franchise. Yeah. I was like, wow, what? Why that unnecessary shot?
I was going to say, some people could say that about Kirk Herbstreit calling the NFL.
Oh, don't get...
Oh, here she comes.
Don't get sensitive.
Dang, elbows out.
It was
kidding,
the producers.
But I
first Tomlin, now Kirk.
I know. I am the only person
there
alive...
There you do that to Ben's dad.
...who will stump for Caddyshack 2. I mean, just give it a chance, guys. Open mind.
Honestly, Caddyshack 2 was not the worst movie you brought up during this entire sequel conversation, because you're actually like, well, Meatballs 2 is pretty good. Meatballs 2 lost every single actor from Meatballs 1. It had a bunch of TV actors, but it had one character from the Police Academy series, so you thought it was Oscar worthy.
Yeah, Commandant Lassard.
Yes.
Put a little respect on his name. I have no idea what his real name is.
And Revenge of the Nerds 2, which is definitely the worst movie ever made. And you're like, yes, it was so funny.
It really was. Well, you had to see the first one. If you didn't see the first one, there's no way you're going to understand the plot of the second Revenge of the Nerds 2. It's like that. So, Ryan, when you eventually get around to these.
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds.
Just remember.
Top of the list.
These scores.
Ryan would be so offended by Revenge of the Nerds, you know.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've just heard the title, and I'm offended.
Then just wait till you see the actual content of the movie.
Okay.
No, it was a different time, the 80s, the 90s. So, the thing is, Rotten Tomatoes is a website that aggregates both the critical reception and the fan reception. Now, all these movies obviously are pretty low. Any comedies can be low on the critical, but they also are like 1 or 2% on the fan perception out of 100.
That's because I didn't vote. But anyway, the Maggie Perloff movie sequels bracket, Gotham City region is live. You can vote to see who makes it into the Sweet 16. We got some heavy hitters in this Gotham City region. The Dark Knight, which is obviously a fantastic movie.
Is it a sequel?
Toy Story 2. Kill Bill.
That's a sequel. It's got a 2 after it. Kill Bill, also a sequel, sort of.
Superman 2, John Wick 2. So there's some good movies.
What does Dark Knight not have that those other movies have?
A 2 next to their name?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. We have, Batman Returns is also in a different region. That's certainly a sequel, and it doesn't have a 2.
Is it, though?
Definitely is.
I just think these movies, again, where you have to wonder and go back in your mind, is it actually a sequel? Is it the third in this series? I don't know, because actually Batman Returns is not it's the second in the Michael Keaton, but there was also an Adam West movie. So it's the third Batman movie. Whatever. Rocky 2 sequel, and we didn't put it in there.
Didn't make it in. But anyway, you can go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X. Movie sequels. We get back to the actual NCAA tournament brackets with Andrew Bogish.
Guys, I think Ernie Johnson said Maryland-Colorado State was the 49th game of the men's bracket. Whatever the number, it was night 4 of the dance, and that's how long it took to get a buzzer beater.
Gillespie looking to throw it in. Gets it up top to Queen. Dribbling left. Big step down the lane. Runner for the win. Baked it in! He baked it in! He baked it in! And Maryland has won! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Ryan Radke on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. Derek Queen's winner, maybe fueled by a travel, got the Terps a 72-71 win over
the
Rams.
He was moonwalking out there. It was like a dance.
It's called the gather step, apparently.
It is. Always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Colorado State taking the lead 6 seconds before that on a Jalen Lake 3. Terps head coach Kevin Willard on the final play postgame on TBS.
I asked everybody, I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said,
all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and threw.
So, all right. Do you give coach credit when he's like, who wants the ball? He knew that Queen was going to say, give it to me, right? You don't ask that question, and all of a sudden the 12th man on the bench is like, me, coach.
Right.
Like,
I guess so, but
you mean a ball?
Give it a day. I think a lot of the analysts afterwards were like, what was that play? Give it to the 6'10 guy at the top of the key and say dribble away? That was not what anyone expected, right? I mean, is that his game to take guys off the dribble?
Apparently he loves that play. I heard an interview with one of his teammates who said everyone knows that's where he wants the ball. That's where he likes to get the ball. So
yeah, I just think that is not a situation where you want four dribbles and an off.
Three steps.
You had the wrong foot bank shot. That was a strange last play.
And then he did say after the game, that's his first ever buzzer beater. And Willard said, oh, if I knew that, I wouldn't have given you the ball.
Yeah, but I was to say, Kevin Willard even earning his paycheck? He's like, you guys have a play, basically. Threw his hands up in the air.
What do y'all
want to do?
I mean, I'll eat wherever.
Yeah, just roll the ball out, whatever. The players just.
I mean, also, who do we think's going to take the ball? The guy who's going to be an NBA lottery pick, or the rest of you?
But sometimes that guy doesn't get the ball in those spots for various reasons. So maybe just doing it simply and letting your best guy be his best is good coaching.
Well, yeah, normally. Again, I'm quoting Clark Kellogg and Charles. A guard might get the ball in that situation because you don't necessarily want a 6'10 guy with four dribbles and 2 seconds left in the game.
Are we sure Chuck was watching the game? He wasn't watching another game and
maybe
was left out of analysis?
Maybe.
Well, the guys on that game weren't watching because they had the inbound the wrong place. I don't know if it was Robbie Hummel or Jalen Rose, but they were talking about having to go the full 94, not from half court.
Hummel would not let go of that.
No.
Yeah, I messed that up.
By the way, do you think... Kevin Willard, I think, is a good dude, you know, a Patino disciple, but been around the game for a long time. If Derek Queen had missed the shot, do you think we still get the story of I asked them who wants to take the shot? I don't think you can do that as a coach.
No, you wouldn't say that. You're right.
You can't, right? Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't have gotten the MF part. He might have said, Derek wanted the ball, I wanted him to have it.
Yeah.
That's how we want the game to end either way. But yeah, we wouldn't have gotten the color part of it. So with that win, Maryland in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. Ole Miss is going for the second time ever, courtesy of a 91-78 mini upset of third-seeded Iowa State. The Rebs face Michigan State in Atlanta on Friday. Sparty in its 16th Sweet 16 under Tom Izzo after fighting off New Mexico 71-63. Arizona erased a quick 15-point hole, then held off Oregon down the stretch for an 87-83 win. Caleb Love, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Alabama took care of St. Mary's, 80-66 for a third straight Sweet 16. And Kentucky downed Illinois, 84-75, setting up a third meeting this season with Tennessee. That'll be Friday in Indy. The Wildcats have won the first two. The South Carolina women in their 11th consecutive Sweet 16, a 64-53 decision over Indiana. And in men's coaching news, Texas parted ways with Rodney Terry yesterday after 3 seasons and is reportedly on the verge of replacing him with Xavier Sean Miller, who ended the Longhorn season last week in the first 4. My sweet Manny, this one's for you.
Locks, loads. Delivers the goal, making it 2-1. Arriba, Mexico!
We got there eventually. Mexico scoring on a PK in the second half stoppage time for a 2-1 win over Panama in LA to win the CONCACAF Nations League. The U.S. lost the third place game. I'll say that again. U.S. lost the third place game.
That's rough.
To Canada. 2-1.
We keep losing to Canada.
It keeps losing to everybody.
It's just a glorified friendlies tournament. It's nothing to get all upset about. Don't worry about it. The Gold Cup is coming soon.
It's a lot of upset people.
That's the one you want to worry about, the Gold Cup. Who cares about the Nations League?
I think it's just thank goodness that the World Cup is actually parts of it are in this country, because U.S. will get an automatic bid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've already got four teams qualified for the World Cup, three of them being the host nations.
Yeah, right. We can't leave anything to chance here for the U.S.
No, no, they're in. But you know what? You listen to what Clint Dempsey is saying on CBS Sports afterwards. Bogish is right. It seems like there's some panic going on right now within the U.S. men's national team.
Alexi Lalas, I think mostly sarcastically, that they might not qualify if they were not automatically in. The way they're playing right now, if you're projecting.
Well, I wonder, because they have the automatic bid, has that affected the way they've been playing?
I don't know. The problem is they have a new coach who's supposed to be, finally they got to fix all of this,
yeah.
And they're doing all of this. They're playing exactly the same way that they played under the previous guy. So now this is about the players. Like, there's no more about the coaching staff or the format or the structure of the group. Like, this is about this group of players that's supposed to be the most talented one in our history.
And this gaffer as well. He's been around as well. So, I mean, the excuses about the coach is over. Like, this is what the U.S. national team should be.
NBA last night, the Celtics 129-116 winners in Portland. That's five in a row for them. Jason Tatum, 30 points, 9 rebounds,
go
9
Mexico,
assists. Steph Curry rejoining the Heat, or joining the Warriors in Miami for a game tomorrow night against the Heat. Don't know yet if he actually plays, but he's almost back from that bruised pelvis, all the same thing. The St. Louis Blues extending their win streak to 6, 4-1 over Nashville. They now have a 4-point lead on the Flames for the last wild card spot out west. And Victor Hovland won the Valspar Championship by one shot over Justin Thomas after trailing by 3 shots with 5 holes to play. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks so much. Coming up, we check in on whose stock is up and whose stock is down after a big weekend. It is the M&P 500 next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network. The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back to your show, Maggie Britt, Andrew Perloff, Infinity Sports Network. Okay, free it's Odyssey time app. To measure up whose stock YouTube, is up and whose stock is down after a big sports weekend. Pearl, you want to go first?
It's time to measure up whose stock is up and whose stock is down after a big sports weekend. Pearl, you want to go first?
Yeah, so I'm going to go
what happened to Cooper Flagg's injury? I asked you, Matt. You remember that thing from a few weeks ago?
Stock up and Cooper Flagg.
Perfect. They actually became the number one. You remember that thing from a few weeks ago? Pretty much tied with Auburn.
They actually became the number one Vegas favorite. I think they ended the tournament.
They are the favorite.
Pretty much tied with Auburn.
Completely dominant.
Come out and now, according to my betting app, they are the favorite.
My stock up is going to go to Derrick Queen in the baggy sleeves. The Maryland freshman is going to be an NBA lottery pick. And maybe Derrick Queen in the baggy sleeves. The Maryland freshman is going to be an NBA lottery pick.
He's a school all to himself. The super baggy white.
I feel like I've seen that. I feel like that was a year.
He's a school
all
to himself. The super baggy white.
I feel like I've gotten that. I feel like that was a year. Maybe
been over. Shirts. I mean, this I don't know where.
I think you're thinking baggy shorts, though.
Top.
Baggy
no,
shorts,
yes. Kind of there's been thing. Oversized shirts. I mean, this
I don't remember
new
really
tight-fitting
seeing this. It's pretty
top.
Rare.
That's
but
kind
these
of a
sleeves
thing.
Are
no?
baggy, man. Like,
I don't remember really seeing this.
It's like he's layering up for the
rare,
winter or something.
But these sleeves
but
out there
are baggy,
scoring
man.
Game winners. So stuck up for Derrick Queen as a fashionista.
But he's out there
fashion icon,
scoring game winners. So
you think he keeps
up for Derrick Queen as a fashionista?
I don't
well,
know, fashion icon, blazing his own trail.
Do
you think he keeps the baggy sleeves in the
that.
NBA?
He could do it.
Baggy sleeves
well,
like that?
I gotta be honest.
And I saw him in mock draft 7 or 8. What position is that guy in the
baggy
NBA? I was kind of
like
wondering.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest.
And I saw him in mock draft 7 or 8.
Seems
what position
like kind
is
of
that
a tweener to me.
Kind of wondering.
I'm
curious how tall he is too.
Okay,
I don't know. My seems, side down. I'm gonna. Go.
Seems like kind of a tweener to me. I'm
curious
how tall he is too. Okay, my side down.
New
I'm
York Giants signing Jameis Winston at that price.
I don't know.
So unexcited for the New York Giants.
New York Giants signing
so
Jameis
Winston
at that price.
Maybe
so unexcited for the New York.
It just made me realize, gosh, Jameis Winston.
So Jameis Winston
not going to lead anybody anywhere.
$8 million.
The New York Giants.
No.
It just made
I
me realize,
like,
gosh, Jameis Winston.
Once again, this offseason,
we had faith that they would reverse
the New York Giants
last year.
I feel like
I have no faith they're going to
once again this offseason. We had faith that they would reverse
back
up. Terrible last year.
I don't think the Giants are any closer to
a quarterback
answer.
I'm having against Jameis.
I think Jameis
would
be a good backup.
Jameis,
but I don't think the Giants are any closer to a quarterback.
I'm
having them
as my such a character in New York, and
people are high on
Jameis just because of the
personality
that
he's
going to be such
a character
in New York.
Of it, no, there's still plenty of questions.
Not
and you
been
got
able to find a camera
that,
what, that he doesn't
as far
love.
As the football
but as far
side,
as the football
side,
side of it, no,
cares
there's
about that
plenty
other
of questions.
I'm
just saying he's going to take up a lot of options. He's going to get a lot of back pages, but here's the thing.
What other side is
that? You are closer to solving this quarterback conundrum.
I'm just
saying he's going to take up a lot of options. He's going to get a lot of back pages, but here's the thing.
We'll get into that again more later.
You are no closer to solving this quarterback
conundrum. And then
the football
side, what if the quarterback
is there.
We'll get into that again
want the
more
guy.
Later. But
these two guys,
and then the,
Brian
we've been talking about
Shane,
what if the quarterback is in there.
I mean, what
a year
to be on
the
hot
the
seat.
Three.
And
these
you've
two
got
guys,
no obvious
Brian
quarterback
Dable and Joe
situation.
Shane.
You went after Matthew Stafford.
I mean, what a year to be on the hot seat.
It's, and you've got no
it's a tough
obvious
scene for
quarterback
them.
Situation. Yeah. You went after
phenomenal.
Matt Stafford.
Out of there. You
know
what?
No.
I mean, they might reach a quarterback at number three and then cross themselves off. Just because.
I mean, they might reach a quarterback at number three and then cross themselves off.
That would be.
Oh, great.
Just because out that way, that would be
coach and the GM are sort of desperate to save their job.
That would be. If it works out that way, that would be franchise malpractice.
It's going to go down early.
Agreed.
Again, the antics, you know, you're leaving the court.
My stock down.
You just lost a really
tough match, so I really
again,
tough game
the antics,
to
you know,
Florida,
you're leaving the
so
court.
I want to give a little bit of
you
grace
just
here,
lost
but
a really
this
tough
kind of
match,
become
so
a thing with Dan Hurley,
really tough
which
game.
Is
to
yelling
Florida,
to the crowd,
so I want to give a little bit of grace here, but
you know,
this has kind
listen,
of become a
I
thing with Dan Hurley,
being
which is
authentic or
yelling
having
to
your
the crowd,
emotions on your sleeve or being that guy.
You know, listen,
but
I get,
I mean,
you're
going to get
criticized
or having your
emotions
you
on your sleeve or being that guy,
and you cannot get a
I mean,
handle.
You're
going to
get criticized
on what's going on,
and at some point it's
emotional,
kind of immature.
And you cannot
and
get a handle.
He knows that, and he said,
on
"I'm not going to coach any other way."
And at some point,
it just 25
years,
kind
of immature.
And then, of course, on the way out,
and he knows that, and he said, "I'm not
going to
coach any other way."
Not this
talk 25
years.
And then, of course, on the way out,
it's like,
thanks the beat writers because
listen, dude,
said you guys
people are
going to
have
fairly,
an opinion
not the
about
heads,
what you do and what
be
you
like
say, and you
like,
give a lot of us
listen,
plenty
dude,
of fodder.
People are going to have an opinion
so
about
you
what
criticize
you do
the media
and what you
all
say,
you want,
and
but
you
if you're
going to
do it your
us,
way,
plenty
you're
of
also going to get backlash. This
so
is how the game works.
You criticize the media all you want, but if you're going to do it your way, you're also going to get
amazing run.
Back to back
champs
and then a win in the tournament in the first round.
Yeah, makes
hell of a run though.
I was laughing
for
having a similar take back in November.
number or so, but I digress.
And Bowie?
Yeah, I was laughed at for having a similar taste back in November.
Yeah, Matt. But I digress. Yeah, Ivy, you guys are championships and you're bald or whatever. It's been rough.
It's been rough. Whatever.
I can't say that, you know, I have two national championships and you're bald.
For my next one, I'm going to combine a sock up and sock
whatever. I'm good on that.
I'm going to combine a sock up and sock down.
Despite Maggie's skepticism,
having a record 7 teams in the Sweet 16.
Eastern Conference.
Despite Maggie's skepticism,
having a record 7 teams
in
the Sweet 16.
What happened to the ACC? Man, do they stink.
And obviously, I think the Natural.
That's about it.
Antithesis to this.
So, SEC, what happened to the ACC?
I want to ask you, Maggie,
does this mean that the committee got it right?
So, SEC 7 teams, SEC teams.
I want to ask you, Maggie, does this mean that the committee got it right?
Especially because
all of those SEC teams.
Because this has been such a chalky tournament,
It's not like these SEC teams are feasting on, you know, big major trickout of high seed and out here comes an SEC team. I think it's a good thing. I think the committee did get it right. I thought you were talking about how all the bottom, but it does seem like SEC, I got to tell you, Florida beating UConn, so far so good for that, because if they had fallen to UConn, I think everyone would have said, oh, that's easy. But so far so good.
Stock up. Okay, are we doing up or down? We're up. I think the way that these videos that I saw on social media made it look is that the two of them, the two young athletes, are sitting next to each other in a looks like they're having a legitimate relationship. The way that the video that I saw on social media made it look is that the two of them, the two young athletes, are sitting next to each other in a looks like they're having a legitimate chemistry, and then the next shot is Jaden Daniels smiling and they look like they're having this sort of chemistry, and then the next shot is mom's not letting, you know, Jaden get anywhere near a girl or something like that. And then the caption was like, mom's not letting, you know, that was pretty funny. I have no idea if that's actually how it went down. It's just the way that the video made it go down. Was this for a company or was this just for fun? Now, I would consider watching a game. Oh, okay. Yeah. Juju Watkins is entering USF. This would be a dream if you're your son's going to be dating someone like her. This would be a dream. I did have a kind of stock up on the possible relationship. Mom's not going to be able to, to hold this down. Guys, we got to make this happen. Stock up on the possible relationship. Mom's not problem.
I'm
like
not
her.
Sure. All right. Well, if we're opening up the new celebrity
couple that, thing,
I did have a kind of stock.
What do we
I'm
think of
sure.
Tiger Woods dating a Trump?
The new celebrity
pretty,
couple.
That, Ryan. Seems like it makes a lot of sense.
What do we think of Tiger Woods dating
don't know.
A Trump?
I just feel like Tiger Woods now
pretty,
dating Vanessa Trump,
like
who's the ex-daughter.
A lot of sense.
Stepdaughter?
I don't know. I just feel like Tiger Woods now dating Vanessa Trump, who's the ex-daughter.
I feel like dating
Tiger Woods is not a great idea.
Daughter-in-law?
What makes you say that?
Yeah.
No, I just feel like
dating down
Tiger Woods.
Power couples are couples you could get behind.
Oh,
I think it's hard to believe in love when Tiger Woods starts dating.
You're talking about power couples
and
couples you can get behind.
So bad.
I think it's hard to believe in love when Tiger Woods starts dating somebody.
I just think it's been
I actually
so
want to say
bad.
Immediately, I saw Tiger Woods
has
dating. Oh my
God,
it's
gonna go bad.
I actually want to say stop down
on love.
I just don't think
he's gonna get it right.
I'm sorry.
I would listen. I root for Tiger on the golf course.
Well, remember he dated that woman for a long time, and then
she
got kicked out of her.
Well, remember he dated that woman
for a long time.
He was with Lindsey Vonn, who's
shooting
awesome,
she got kicked out of her house.
And I remember, it's just
he was with Lindsey Vonn, who's awesome, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean that was obviously.
It's just I just don't.
We all remember what happened with his first wife. Thanksgiving too, which is tough.
Yeah,
nine iron to the back of the.
I mean, how many times have we had that? Tiger Woods is finally happy. Finally happy.
I mean, how many times have
I
we
had
asked
the
you?
Headline? Tiger Woods is finally happy.
Is he finally happy?
finally happy.
I know. I mean, I hope
you.
He finds happiness just like I hope we all do.
Is he finally happy?
Yeah, he's been a little, I don't say unlucky in love. I mean, I hope he finds happiness just like I hope we all do.
Some of it?
But yeah, he's been a little, I don't say unlucky in love because I think some of it's been I'm not surprised that, you know, he's stayed in Trump because they're so connected with golf courses and prophecies. Tiger and I'm not surprised that, you know, he's dating a Trump.
Oh, I didn't know that. Tiger and the president are close.
Because they're so connected with golf courses.
They've got golf. Tiger and the president are
close. Close?
What more
oh,
can
I
two
didn't know
men
that.
Have
Tiger and the president
in
are close.
Yeah, so Charles Barkley and Donald Trump also like golf. I don't think they're going on the links anytime soon.
What more can two men have in common?
Yeah, so does Charles Barkley and Donald Trump also like golf. I don't think they're going on the links anytime soon.
I know a lot of guys do.
That's news to me.
You could
definitely. Oh, Tiger's right. been on the course with Trump.
Does he golf with Trump?
I know a lot of the guys do.
Yeah, 100%. So, no, I'm not all that surprised. But, yeah, I guess when you hear Tiger Woods in love, that's
okay.
Generally 100%. Not a great
so, no,
ending.
I'm not
Maybe
all
this
that
time
surprised,
will be different.
But, yeah, I guess when you hear Tiger Woods in love, that's
888-710-4ISN.
Maybe this time will be different. 4476
888-710-4ISN.
888-710.
Stock up 4476.
You guys know what the most popular dog breed is in the United States.
I had another stock up for you I forgot about.
No.
Stock up. You guys know what the most popular dog breed is.
I would have thought
States.
Like Labrador Retriever or something.
Corgi.
Something that seems kind of like quintessential Americana.
It's something very random.
I would have thought like Labrador Retriever or something. Something that seems kind of like quintessential Americana.
I was surprised.
It's something very
I've
always said that. Nothing says America
bulldog.
Quite like the French Bulldog. Always said that.
Number one dog breed
US of A. I was surprised.
I've always said that. Nothing says America quite like the French Bulldog. Always said that.
Nothing says US of A.
Add that one in. Quite like a snoring bulldog.
Like Le French Bulldog.
Anchorman when we see a squirrel on.
Water ski.
That had a little.
That's a French bulldog.
Adorable. Anchorman
you
when
we see. Like got my papers. Jump on my papers.
That's a French bulldog.
I saw.
I
saw.
Got my papers. Jump on my papers.
We're killing time.
I actually.
Killing time.
Uh-oh.
Team,
these are great stories. Aren't killing. I'm making a choice
story.
To talk about this.
As long as we're killing time at the end of the hour here.
These are great stories. Aren't killing. I'm making a choice.
New Bengals receiver was quote tweeting a story that I found very interesting.
How about that?
You guys knew
T. Higgins,
new Bengals receiver, was
the
quote tweeting a story that
Twitter
I found very interesting.
Jellyfish and lobsters
are considered biologically immortal.
Facts.
They don't
the
age and will never die unless they
Twitter
are killed.
Handle said
T. Jellyfish and lobsters are considered biologically immortal.
This,
they don't
so,
age and will never die unless
jellyfish can live
T.
forever.
T. And then lobsters
are
this,
basically
fam.
Lobsters
so
never
so
die.
Did you guys know that jellyfish can live forever? And then lobsters are basically lobsters never die unless they're killed. Immortal, but for
right.
all intents and purposes, there are certain kinds
well,
of jellyfish that keep reproducing themselves and never
immortal,
die.
But for
and
all intents and purposes,
there are certain kinds of jellyfish that keep reproducing
well,
themselves
remember
and
we
never
went to the alligator farm in Louisiana
so
not that long ago?
No
we were down there for Super Bowl, and they had some tortoises that were like.
Remember when we went to the alligator farm in Louisiana not that long ago? We were down there for Super Bowl, and they had tortoises that were
my tortoutse, Hermes,
9 years old. How old is that tortoise?
Oh my God, the tortoises lived to 150. My tortoise,
nature
Hermes, is going to.
Yeah.
I already knew this, fam.
Like what is T.
Higgins bragging about his knowledge of biology?
I already knew this, fam.
Like what is T. Higgins bragging about his knowledge of biology?
Did you guys
like,
see them racing their Lamborghinis?
No, they were just, to be honest,
that doesn't seem
very
smart.
On a drag strip, perhaps?
Like illegally driving like any other Miami driver.
To be honest,
on a drag strip, perhaps?
I mean, A1A, like any other Miami driver.
Driving around
Yeah, I said it.
On 95?
Or Lauderdale, for that matter.
Wait, sorry. Sorry, just to give context.
Take,
was it randomly someone filmed it, or they had set it up so people were filming
it? No,
wait, sorry, just give context.
Like so
was it randomly someone filmed it, or they had set it up so people were filming
them? No, Lamborghinis. It wasn't like so much of a commercial, but someone was obviously filming them, and they're in these twin Lamborghinis.
And they're just kind of weaving in and out of traffic. It didn't seem so dangerous. Again, it just seemed like
white or blue.
Crazy Miami driver.
They're just kind of weaving in and out of traffic.
It didn't seem so dangerous. Again, it
just seemed like in Miami
crazy Miami driver.
Something bad
had
happened.
Right
had it all
on
tape,
traffic,
so that sounds
Florida
so
man
smart,
drives
but,
erratically in Miami streets.
I mean,
yeah,
something bad
know,
had happened that would have had
big
it all
paycheck
on tape,
and all
so
of a sudden,
so smart. But
you driving a Lamborghini, a Lambo.
Just
yeah,
driving
you know,
at 75 miles an hour.
You get a big paycheck, and all of a sudden,
no.
yeah, they're talking
you're
to each other
a Lamborghini,
Lambos
a
and
Lambo.
Stuff.
That doesn't
just
seem safe. It at 75 miles an hour.
888-710-4ISN. We get back to the tournament and to the stuff. Big football news from the weekend. 888-710-4ISN. We get back to the tournament and to the big football news from the weekend. In just a moment, it's M&P.
You're in a 5-minute break. You're in a 5-minute break.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.